Hi, it's Mike. It's McGorgan and Audio Boo. Something that's been in my mind over the past couple of days, two or three days actually, and it's regarding a feature that I'd love to have amongst all the other features we'd all like to have. But yeah, I know, but it's in my head, so I'm going to get it out there. Most audio boos are short to fairly short. Only a few are what we would call lengthy. And sometimes it's specific about one subject. And so, once you've listened to that particular boo, and we know we don't have commenting in app, but it may come. But you've heard the audio boo from that person, and it normally is fairly easy to remember what was said in that audio boo. And so if you wanted to either do a public boo or a DM response or a comment, then it's fairly easy to remember, as I said. But on the lengthy audio boos, where maybe the material is quite mixed, maybe the person is asking questions, but I'd say more so for personal messages or DMs, and I do prefer to say personal message. It should be PM, but I think I've said that before. So I guess over the past 3 or 4 months, especially over the past 3 or 4 months, that is, the number of personal messages that I send and that I receive has increased quite dramatically. And quite a lot of these personal messages are quite lengthy. Sometimes from some of the people, my friends that follow me, can be a series because they haven't said all they wanted to say, even within a 30-minute limit, so I'll follow up with another one. Now, trying to remember all the things that were said, as you listen and you think, I'd like to comment on that particular part, I'd like to get back on that part. Maybe you've been asked direct questions. And in fact, I found that in general, that most of these type of personal messages, questions are asked or suggested for response. And I've taken to, my filing system is cards, pieces of white card that I scribble notes down. But I can't do that all the time. I try my best to remember what I can and then scribble it down on a card when I get back home. But invariably, you're not covering everything that's requested a comment or a response within that audio boo, that personal message. And so what I'd love to see is a method of marking an audio boo or a message. Now, I know that with some devices that you can, if you have a remote set with earbuds or earphones with remote controls. In other words, you can pause a recording you're listening to. You can increase and decrease the volume, etc. And in some cases, a double click or a triple click can do various things. What I'd like to see is the feature that could be installed that you could do that with a recording you're listening to. In other words, a section of that audio boo includes, that you're just listening to, includes something that you'd like to really respond to. And so rather than have to even pause that recording and take your device out and do something there, if it were possible to have within the settings of the app that, say for example, a rapid double click would put a mark on that comment, or that audio boo, I should say. Now, I know this may well be beyond the realms of an app such as Audioboo. I don't mean that beyond the capabilities of the tech guys, I just mean maybe it's not really up there within consideration of all the other features that's been requested. But I'd love to see it, because I've just listened again through, I guess, about 4 or 5 30-minute recordings, messages from people, different people. And so many parts of their conversation, and I mean conversation, because it really is when you do personal messaging. I feel like if I could just have double-clicked at that point, and then that would put a mark on that recording. Now, it may well be after the event, but it doesn't matter, because you can then know from that mark it's in that approximate area, and you could go back. You know, similar to what you see on SoundCloud, if you play a recording that someone's made on SoundCloud, you can add a comment at any point along that recording's timeline, and it's annotated, so you put your comment in there. If we could do that with AudioBoo, so even if it were to the point where you would need to go back, I don't know, to the main AudioBoo page. I don't know if all this is feasible, by the way, but I'm just thinking from my head, as it were, which is the best place to think. Something like that. If it could possibly put a mark, and then you could go back and say, well, there, I've got 4 marks on that recording. Go and listen to the points and then decide on your responses. So, just a dream, maybe. Is it possible at all? Is it far too technical to achieve with the app now? But is it, if it is beyond the realms of things at the moment, is it something that could be feasible in a very near future? Because I'd love to see it. I'd love to see some means of capturing that particular moment in a recording that you really, really want to make a response to. Even if we can't insert a proper comment, but if at least if we could insert a very quick mark into that recording on the timeline and then review it from wherever after that. Let me know what you think. Can it be done? Or am I asking too much?